Lehigh Valley business sentiment highest since 2007.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce Kamran Afshar Survey of Lehigh Valley Businesses is a quarterly survey that's been conducted since 1998. In April 2018, the business sentiment index in the valley rose to its highest level since 2007. The index of hiring plans for the next 6 months, with an increase of 7% since January, recorded the largest increase among the indicators in the model. Employment in the last 6 months also recorded a significant increase. The purchasing indices in the model, despite small increases this year, are still below last April's level. The index of hiring plans for the next 6 months spiked to 70 in April, the highest level since July of 1999. This index is now at the top of the range, which is historically associated with rapid employment growth in the valley. The index of actual hiring over the last 6 months also recorded a significant increase in April, exceeding its last year's level by 7%. This index is also in the range associated with rapid employment growth in the valley. Valley businesses participating in the survey have dropped their layoff rates to below their boom years level, a data point which is directly supported by the decline in the number of initial unemployment claims, which has now dropped to tight labor market levels for the valley. The index of actual purchases over the last 6 months, while increasing in 2018, is still below its last year's level and is trending flat. The rapid increase in purchasing during the first two quarters of 2017 appears to have been mostly due to post-election enthusiasm. Many of the same businesses have cut back their rate of expansion. One of the surprising results of our surveys is the observation that the percent of local businesses which have reported increases in their revenues dropped below its January 2018 level, and it is in statistical tie with its April 2017 level. Also of concern is the drop in the index of expected future revenues, which also dropped below its last year's level. The lower corporate and personal income taxes have moved from the realm of expectations to reality. The $1 trillion infrastructure bill, or anything resembling that, is still an expectation. And while we will see increases in consumer and corporate expenditures, probably through the middle of summer, its sustainability beyond that is being debated. It is, however, very clear that the current tax cuts will cause much higher deficits, at the very least early on, since the labor market is at full employment level and deficits are rising rapidly, inflation and higher interest rates are not far behind. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.